Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to GDC. I'm here with Rob Hewson from Huey Games.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. So we are here today to talk about a really cool new title coming with Mixer Interactive. So if you're not familiar with Mixer Interactive, it's the ability to actually transform your viewers into players. So Rob, you are working on Hyper Sentinel. Tell us a little bit about the game.
Yeah, so Hyper Sentinel is a neo-retro arcade shoot 'em up. So it's coming out on Steam, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. And it's an old school love letter to arcade games. So if you like Defender and R-Type and all of those games, it's that pick up and play arcade experience.
But even cooler than that, you guys have done interactivity.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what your viewers can actually do online and how they can interact with the streamers.
Yeah, so with Mixer Interactivity and Hyper Sentinel, we've really gone fully to town with interactive. So when you pick up the game and you go into Mixer mode and you start a broadcast, nothing's happening on screen until your viewers come in and they start pressing buttons. And they fire asteroids at you, they fire rockets at you, they fire enemies at you. So they're trying to kill you, kill the streamer, right? Except there's two teams. So that's the attackers. We've also got the defenders. And the defenders are clicking buttons to give you shields and power-ups and awesome weapon upgrades. So it's this battle between attackers and defenders. How long can the streamer survive?
Yep.
And then at the end you see, did the attackers win? Did the defenders win? And the streamer's got a score of their own as well.
Very cool. Now, you guys are also doing some really cool things with viewer and player attribution, right?
Yes.
So that the streamers can actually see what's happening in the game. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we really wanted viewers on Mixer to feel that sense of kudos when they do something cool. So if you hit the asteroid button and you fire an asteroid in and it hits the streamer, your username's going to pop up right next to the explosion. So you get the kudos of that. And obviously the streamer can give shout outs to the people who,
yep,
who do cool things.
And
the
Which
same
I have to say is really fun. I love seeing sweets like right all over the screen.
Absolutely,
like,
that's what it's all about. And the same for the defenders. If they've saved a shield just for the right moment when the streamer's like, someone give me a shield, someone give me a shield, they send it in, they collect it, their name pops up, you know, they're gonna get all the kudos as well. But on top of that, we've got the top five attackers and the top five defenders displayed on leaderboards on screen.
Very cool.
You can see how you're doing, try and get into that top five before the end of the game session.
And that's one of my favorite things, actually, is seeing that constant leaderboard, because it does give you that constant motivation. And I think even if you come into the game and you just have a few minutes to watch, you can really come in, feel like you're having an impact in that game experience. And
yes,
even though you've just shown up to watch the experience, you can really, change how the game plays.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And the game actually doesn't have, in that mode, there are actually no enemies unless, people are actually on stream
while
playing, right?
That's it. So that's what I mean by we've gone to town with interactive.
Yeah.
This is a fully interactive game mode. Without interactive, there's no game. So your viewers come in, they've got to fire things at you to make the game. And we've got a really tight turnaround loop of game sessions. So each game is a few minutes. You get a win, attackers win, defenders win, then boom, you're straight back into the game. And of course, if you're in the viewer group and you're watching this going on, you're in the line, you're in the queue to join into one,
yep,
of the teams, the attackers or defenders. So we swap players out. So even if you're just viewing, you're in line to get interactive as well.
Very cool. And then how many people are actually playing on each side at any point in time?
So there's 20 people on each side.
Okay.
Plus, there's one additional special person, which is the person controlling the Mixeroid. So this is the joystick control,
yep,
on Mixer. So you move the joystick around and you're actually controlling, steering around an enemy ship, and you have to try and kamikaze into the streamer. So this
is
a really,
really fun.
Yeah.
It's really exciting when you see that pop up on your controls.
You are the person who's got that.
Yeah.
And of course, the streamer's going to be giving you some grief, and there's a lot of back and forth. We really want to engage the audience and the streamer in this kind of back and forth. So he's going to be giving shout outs to the defenders who help him out. He's going to be giving grief to the person controlling the Mixeroid and the attackers. We get this really good sense of community and excitement going.
Very cool. So let's actually watch the video so that we can give people a taste of what this is.
So here we go. You can see all of these enemies on screen and all of these power-ups are actually sent in by the viewers. So the objective here, we're talking about the attackers in this video, the objective is to kill the streamer. So here I am, start tapping the asteroid button, and I'm firing in these asteroids. And this is all happening in real time, right? Low latency, so you just click the control, in it goes. Here's the person controlling the Mixeroid. You've got the joystick, you're trying to kamikaze, crash into the streamer. You can see in the top left and the top right, you've got the attackers top five, the defenders top five. You're firing asteroids, enemy ships, the hunter enemy comes in, firing rockets. It gets really intense. And of course, these power-ups, these weapon upgrades that the streamer can get from the defenders, help them to fight back against the attackers. And then eventually, the attackers are going to fire a few asteroids. Boom, there we go, Squared Berry. That's the username who finished the job, killed the streamer. End of the round, and we go again.
Fantastic. Very, very cool. Very cool to see that experience. So when you end up thinking about what were some of the objectives that you had when making the game and then when deciding to do Mixer, what kind of really contributed to that?
So when we started working on Hyper Sentinel, we wanted to make an old school pick up and play experience, but marry it with modern design principles, modern technology, which is why we call it Neo Retro. So we're kind of taking inspiration from the past, but adding, you know, new lighting effects, new game modes. So that was kind of our philosophy for the game. You know, we love games like Shovel Knight and things like that who do that. They take the inspiration from the past, but make it brand new again. And we wanted to do that for the shoot-'em-up genre, because we were big fans of Defender and Iridium. You know, these were some of the big inspiration for this game. And then with Mixer, the opportunity, you know, talking to the wonderful people at Microsoft, talking to the Mixer team, the opportunity came up and we thought, hang on a minute, this is really cool. And this fits our game so beautifully. And it's so easy to implement, you know, actually getting it working. We develop in Unity, getting Mixer up and running in Unity was super easy. We had it working in no time at all. And it was just instantly, okay, this is big, this is going to be awesome. And as we went through and sort of talked to the Mixer team and had ideas about features, that's when we had things like, you know, recognizing the users when you get a hit, all of that.
Yeah, the viewer attribution and kind of the help versus the hurt. And I love what you guys have done with the different groups and how you even have, you know, you've really decided to balance it, like really 20 people on each side. So instead of just letting everybody in, you put people into that kind of waiting queue, and then you have the 20 people to really make sure it's a balanced experience. So I think you guys have really helped even create and help us on the Mixer side really create and define what some of these best practices are. So it's been fantastic to partner with you in this space. I know one of the reasons when I came to Mixer I was so excited is having worked in the indie game business and in the game industry for so long, when we've thought about, you know, how we're trying to sell our games and who our salespeople are, it is changing so dramatically as game developers. Now for us, you know, I remember back in the day, we were writing our strategy guides and writing, you know, what text we were going to hand out to the people in the game stores. But today's salespeople are really, in a huge part, streamers. Yeah. And so the fact that you guys have really thought about the streamer as a customer and built something that helps them, you know, strengthen and develop and bond with their community, I think is such a smart way to really be innovating and having that as a marketing beat for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Because as an indie developer, I think every indie developer knows out there that marketing and promotions are hugely important aspect, and it's challenging. And with Mixer,
especially today. I mean, thousands and thousands of games are releasing, and it's so hard to differentiate yourself.
Yeah, and as developers, Mixer allows you to bring that problem into game design. You don't think of promotion as something you do afterwards as separate.
Yep.
You're bringing it into the game, and and that's a really exciting thing as a developer, because that's what we're really passionate about, right? So you're bringing those problems into the game with Mixer, and it's central now to our promotional strategy is what we're doing with Mixer. So it's fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, it's so cool. So tell us really quick about Huey Games. So where are you guys based?
We're based in Manchester, back in rainy England.
Fantastic.
So we brought the weather over to San Francisco.
You're to blame for having to jump across puddles over here.
I'm afraid so. Yeah, sorry about that.
So, and then how large is the team?
The team is three people. We work with contractors as well, but there's just three of us working on it. Jonathan Port is really the creative mind behind Hyper Sentinel.
Okay.
John Ogden, our technical director, has been working hard on it as well. So, you know, those guys, got to give a shout out to those guys, because they've been doing all the important stuff.
And then there's another really cool team member, and that's actually your father, right?
That's right, yes.
And that's really cool.
He's the chairman of Huey Games. So he has been in the industry since 1980. So he was one of the pioneers back in the UK back in 1980, working on Commodore 64 games and if anyone is old enough to remember those. So it's fantastic. It's a family endeavor as well, which is really enjoyable. You know, we get to work on it together.
Very cool. It's so awesome to see that father-son legacy and tradition coming forward and get to see that. And especially, I think, because this is such a beautiful kind of love letter to the retro style.
Exactly, absolutely.
You know, it's cool that clearly you've been able to take your dad's experience in the industry and bring that into the game design.
And one of the games that his company published called Iridium is one of the inspirations for this game. It's developed by a legendary developer called Andrew Braybrook, and that's one of the inspirations for the style of this game, as well as Defender and R-Type. So it all kind of connects up to what we're doing with Hyper Sentinel.
Very cool. And then you guys use Unity. So how was doing the Mixer integration with the Unity side?
It's so straightforward.
Fantastic.
You know, Unity is a fantastic platform. We use it for all of our development, and integrating Mixer into it couldn't have been simpler. In fact, you know, the team at Mixer told us, you know, it's really easy, and we're like, yeah, is it really? But it's super easy to set up. And as soon as you start putting interactive control in, that's when the excitement comes. So, you should totally do it if you're an indie developer.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Thank you so much. And Hyper Sentinel will be coming out soon. We don't have a launch date yet, right?
Not quite.
But very, very soon.
Very soon.
So make sure to watch for that on Mixer.
Thank you.
Thanks.